Moving on now to our fourth news story, the Israeli parliament has approved a law that allows new illegal migrants to be held without charge. Under the new law, illegal migrants face up to a year in detention. The law also gives Israeli authorities the right to send illegal immigrants living in Israeli cities to complexes called open facilities until they're deported or voluntarily go back to their homeland. The first such facilities is due to start operating this week in the Negev Desert in southern Israel. Migrants kept there will have no right to work. Critics of the new law have described such open facilities as prisons. They predict the new law, like the previous one, will be challenged in the Supreme Court. More than 50,000 African immigrants currently work in low-paying jobs in Israel. Mr. Jim W. Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today, is with us now live from Atlanta. Let's get his thoughts on this. Mr. Dean, welcome to the Top Five. How would you describe what Israel is calling open facilities?
Well, we have a very sad situation like we have in many countries. Economically depressed people from Central Africa are trying to get out and go anywhere they can to try to get a better life for themselves. But unfortunately, this involves many of them entering other countries illegally. And you have this dual policy where they allow some of it because everybody likes to have somebody that can clean their house very inexpensively or wash their car for a dollar. And when economic situations are okay, they tolerate a certain amount of it. But the Israeli economy is under stress. You have high unemployment. You have people leaving the country. So now you see a typical backlash. They want to tighten up on illegal immigration. And I think what's happening is you have people that really want people to be able to come and enter the country illegally. They just think that's kind of a right. So when they're detained, they have a legal process that they can be put through, which allows them to stay and also ties up the courts. So it appears what the Israelis are doing now is they're short-circuiting that by not making charges so that there's no appeal process, there's no legal process, and they're just wanting to hold them out. So they're basically trying to deal with this. It's a very sad situation. And it's just horrible, but that's unfortunately the way it is.
Mr. Jim Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today, with us live from Atlanta. Thank you very much, sir.